We're at the St. Clair County 4-H and Youth Fair at the Goodalls County Park, and it's been a busy week, but a fun week for a lot of the participants, and we're going to talk to some of them right now, and we're going to start with...
Hi, I'm Gwyneth Lombowski.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about what you've been doing out here this week.
Well, Saturday I started with dogs, and then for the rest of the week I've been doing poultry, which is chickens, and rabbits and guinea pigs.
That's a lot of work, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about some of the work that goes into that.
Well, every day I have to wake up at 7 and get ready, and then the barn opens at 8, and I have to get all my cages cleaned before 10 o'clock.
Wow. So you're doing more before 10 o'clock than a lot of your friends are doing all day, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, it's fun. It's worth it.
How long have you been doing it?
This is my fourth year for fair, but it's my third year doing chickens.
Very good. And how'd you get started in that? What made you decide that's what you wanted to do?
Well, when I got of age, I started looking for what breed of rabbit I wanted, and I decided with my lion heads, and then I saw that you could do chickens, too, and I just kind of got into it.
Yeah, you're into it, and you're enjoying it. How did you do this week?
I did really well. For dogs, I placed good in showmanship, which is second place in my age group, but then for poultry, I ended up getting reserve overall showmanship, so I'm going to sweepstakes, and then for KVs, which is guinea pigs, I got reserve showmanship for that too. And for rabbits, I also got reserve showmanship, but I also decided to go for poultry for sweepstakes.
Congratulations. Now, what is sweepstakes?
Sweepstakes is the big show where you have to learn all the animal showmanships, and you go for what animal. You either get grand or reserve in an animal, and then you go for that, and you have to learn like cows, llamas, sheep, and horses, all the animals.
So congratulations on a great week.
Thank you.
All right, good luck at sweepstakes.
Thank you.
Mom looks pretty proud, too. Can we talk to you for just a second?
Sure.
You must be pretty proud of her.
I'm very proud of her. For her age, I'm going to cry, she's 12. So I'm very proud of her. She, every day, takes care of her rabbits, all her animals. She's very responsible. I don't help her at all. So it is her responsibility, and she does it all by herself. So I'm very proud of her. It's a lot of hard work.
I said she's doing more before 10 a.m. than a lot of kids do all day.
She's doing more every single day before most kids do. Yeah, a lot of her friends, definitely.
Great. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of the time out here at the fair.
Thank you so much.
Right, we've got a couple more participants. And you guys, I'm sure it's the same thing. You work hard early in the morning to get ready. Tell us who you are and what you're doing out here.
Keith McCann, and I show pigs here at the fair.
Okay. And?
I'm Emma Zagaiski, and I show sheep, goats, and llamas at the fair.
Okay, well, Keith, let's start with you. How did you get started in this?
A family friend told us about it, and then I kind of went off from there.
Okay. So what's involved in showing pigs?
Well, throughout raising them, you train them and walk them so they build up muscle, and along with, like, training them to walk with a whip, and so they're... You have control over them. It's just like training anything else, really.
Right. And it takes work and discipline, doesn't it?
Very much.
Yeah. Emma, how about you? How did you get started?
I actually had a friend kind of get me to join 4-H and get me interested in animals. And just like pigs, the animals, it like, takes a lot of training and everything, and definitely lots of preparation before fair. They have to get used to you, know they can trust you, learn to walk with you, so that they can be like ready for the show ring and not scared.
So how's the week been for you?
It's been really good. I've had a lot of fun being on fair court and everything. I've got to attend like a lot of the events, and then my animals have been doing great, so I'm really happy with them.
How about you, Keith? How's your week been?
Great. Along with her with fair court and everything else.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thanks so much for being here bright and early this morning. Appreciate it very much. Enjoy these last couple of days of the fair. Thank you very much. We're at the 4-H Fair in Goodalls here on WPHM. 7:46 our time. Quick break, back with a look at traffic, weather, and your news headlines all next on WPHM.